Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to another episode of the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a pre-recorded interview with experimental rock, surf, and jazz band Chopper and the Saucermen. But we were only able to catch one Saucerman. So Chopper and the Saucer Man, well, we interviewed them at the Cobalt, Vancouver's unpretentious pub, since 1911. And on this episode, we'll check out bands who performed on the CJSF 90.1 FM Studio 6, upcoming events, and we'll check out more amazing local bands. Without further ado, let's get right into it. Hello, Chopper and the Saucermen to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
I am Chopper of Chopper and the Saucermen. Guitar player.
Yeah.
Lead guitar player.
Only guitar player.
Founder.
Yeah.
He's the founder.
Chopper.
He's the chopper.
He's the chopper.
Yeah. I'm Mo
Sherwood. I'm the drummer for the Chopper. I'm a Saucerman. My first show with the Chopper
fresh
and the Saucerman. I'm a fresh Saucerman.
Fantastic.
So, it should be sweet.
It should be very sweet.
We're going to play some surf rock.
Right. How do you say that? I can't say that letter.
So I just have a question about, do you own a chopper? Like, you know, the...
Oh, an axe?
You know, the thing to chop your food?
Oh, you mean like a...
Magic chopper.
What do you call those things with chopping up meat?
I don't know. They do vegetables.
No, I don't have one of those.
You don't have one of those. Okay, no. Okay. Chopper, tell me about your music.
It's instrumental, and it's kind of got influenced by rock, by surf, lots of reverb, kind of jazz influence, some other ethnic influence. It's kind of all over the map a little bit, but kind of experimental too. It's just free form. It's just basically... Well, we have arrangements that are pretty tight, but there's some that are a little looser. So it's kind of like I take a little bit of a license to, extrapolate on notes and such forth.
Okay, tell me about one of your songs.
First songs in our set was written way back in the 90s. It was called, I think we're doing that one. Yeah, Tunnel of White Light, actually. And it's about having... a near-death experience. You go through the white light, like in that movie, what do you call it? Not Time Bandits, one of the Monty Python movies.
Okay, I didn't even know that. It's nice to know what the songs are about.
Yeah, that's sort of inspired. Well, I don't know why I came up with that. I guess I found a name for the song. It was Groove. It was just something I came up with, and we brought it out to the bands, and I sort of had it in my repertoire since even before I formed this band.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Saucer Man, is it UFOs? Do you believe in UFOs?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're probably, you don't see them, but they're out there, I guess.
Yeah, they're out there.
It could be, they're
they might be
there.
Right here.
I think
they
a
might
lot
be right
of them
here.
Might be right there.
A lot
oh, wow.
of them are made by the experimental
some
projects
say,
of various
some say
military
the
operations.
Chopper is a bit of a saucer man.
Right, but you're the saucer man. And yeah, like I said, is it saucer man for the UFOs or is it saucer man for like teacup saucer men?
I don't know.
Whatever you want.
We're thinking UFOs.
UFOs,
yeah,
yes.
I guess so. We might be getting
it's
into selling
it's a bit spacey.
Cable cutlery, though.
So what is one of your favorite songs?
I like fashion.
Religion.
Religion.
That's another one I wrote the same time as Tunnel of White Light. Yeah. About the same vintage, and it's a different thing. That was inspired by fashion television, and I remember hearing a cool song they played in the background where the girls are walking down the road. What do they call that? The runway. That's right.
Yeah.
And that's a cool song. I think I could write a song like that.
All right. And how do you two know each other?
Well, we played another band before.
We played in another
What's
band.
What's the other band?
Wasted Strays.
And there's no way that I can lose. piss me off.
Fucking turn.
And we are here at the Cobalt. Yes,
yeah, in the parking lot.
In the parking lot. What do you like about the East Vancouver?
Right. It's
where we rehearse.
It's honest.
Okay, that's where you rehearse.
I lived in East Van for many years, but and now
it's quite
moved
laid
to the
back
west.
Compared to downtown Vancouver. You know, and some of it's very pricey. You have that railway coming through. I hear that railway. I live not far up that way.
Good.
And I hear
good.
The railway at night. It sort of helps me sleep.
And it helps you sleep. Oh, okay. Any restaurants you could recommend around there?
Oh, let's see now. On the drive?
On the drive.
Oh, actually, Fula. Right on. Here's a really, if you like Indian truck stop Fula. Food, I would say go to this truck stop, which is right along Clark Street. About, I think it's about two blocks sort of north of... three blocks north of First and Clark.
Kind of, they got good food there?
They got hamburgers, chips, and all the sandwiches, the best sandwiches.
Probably pretty cheap, too.
My friend Bob Patterson ate there quite a bit. He liked the club sandwich. I don't know if he still eats there, but we just went there recently. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he is a fan of the club, but... It's a nice little place. It takes you back in time.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van! Oh, yeah.
Wow, so retro. That was Planet 668. And during the interview, we played Tunnel of White Light and Hit the Road by Wasted Strays. Chopper and the Saucerman performed with Kawama and Stolen Goods. So let's hear what they're all about after the break.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time. And how
does it feel to get up? Grow up and get married.
chosen to follow my heart. Little by little, it all fell apart. A self-struck belief that I should be broke. Help from another was my only hope. I searched fucking hard, find a place to go home. For the little van beans, well, I had to be strong. Now I have a choice, and I choose to be free. And to reach out and help all adults just like me. Drive down the road, the destination unknown. My soul falls me forward, determined to know. Something inside of me that fights my shame and pride. Accusation of self and hate on my mind. So I drive down the road, the destination unknown. My soul falls me forward, determined to know. Something inside of me that fights my shame and pride. Accusation of self.
That was Destination Unknown by punk rock band Stolen Goods. And before that, Kawama, Who's to Blame? Hey, hey, hey. And you could check out Kawama's interview on a previous Wham Bam East Van episode by going to the CJSF.ca website. All right. And talking about CJSF, we just had our yearly barbecue last week. And even though there was a light drizzle, we had a great turnout. We had a live performance by EBK, karaoke live on air for my show. And in the radio station, the kids were playing video games, lots of treats on top of the barbecue, and live streaming with Charlotte. There's a lot going on, so it was quite the party. Anyways, with Evie's performance, I was reminded about the Studio 6 videos we have on YouTube. So I wanted to show you some of the bands who came to visit us at the station.
Nation.